The Sukup Bin's here, and we're sitting inside a Sukup Bin right now with the bin sales director for Sukup, John Hannig. Good to see you, John.
Thank you. Good morning. Good to see you.
Afternoon it is, yes. And this is kind of a timeless week down here. The show has been elbow to elbow people for three. This area run 300,000 people a day for the course of the week. That's almost a third of a million people.
Yes, and it's been great. A lot of interest this year. We've had very good leads, so looking for a positive year.
Well, Professional Grain Systems and some of the other folks have been telling the Sukup story on Ag News 890 and 1560 for a number of years. So now I'm finally inside one. Looks like all the components are looking good and strong.
Yes, thank you. They've been manufacturing grain bins since 2001. And it's been a great venture. We have currently the world's largest grain bin, 156 foot in diameter, 1.93 million bushels. So it's been great. A lot of farm bin activity also.
Yeah. Where's that world's largest grain bin?
In Atlantic, Iowa. There's two of them side by side, and another one about 40 miles away in Menlo, Iowa.
Pretty good. Now, what kind of design, you're not the engineer, but what kind of quirkiness does it take building a 156 diameter foot bin?
It has to be, it's very good, very robust design. The steel at the bottom is roughly a half inch thick. We laminate sheets together to get that, and 108 foot sidewall height. So it's quite an engineering feat to do it. There's like 60,000 pounds of fasteners, nuts and bolts, holding that bin together. So 1.5 semi-loads.
Yeah. 30 tons of fasteners in that bin. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Well, the guys use this laminated wood now for headers and things, so I would only assume laminated steel is awesomely strong.
Yes. It would be near impossible to corrugate that thick of steel, so we use the thinner sheets and laminate them together to gain the strength. Yes.
All right. So in these challenging times, ag economy, guys are not parting with their cash very easily, or the banker won't let them part with their cash very easily. Yet I think they discovered in the fall of 18, going into the winter of 19, they could have used another bin or two.
They certainly could have, yes. And we are seeing it. It's loosened up a little bit. The banks are, they know it pays to store your grain and sell it at premiums in the late or in the summertime. Yep.
But where is the footprint for Sukup? I know your home base is where again?
We're based out of Sheffield, Iowa, and we sell all across the U.S., and we're also in 80 foreign countries.
Okay. Tell us a bit about some of the selling points when you guys walk by here and maybe have never heard of Sukup down here in Kentucky. What do you tell them?
That it's a family-owned company. They pride themselves on quality. Their name is on the side of the bin. We make sure we use the finest components that there is to put the bin together with or design it with.
All right. Well, if anybody wants more info on the Sukup bin, of course, they could give Dave Glomstead a call back home, or maybe you guys at the office. Or what's the website?
www.sukup.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, John Hannig, bin sales director for Sukup. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you. Appreciate it.
All righty.